DeepEnglish.com.
In March of 1513, Juan Ponce de Leon set sail with three ships. When did Ponce de Leon set sail? Ponce de Leon set sail in March of 1513. How many ships did he set sail with? He set sail with three ships. In April, he landed where no Spaniard had been before. Did he land where many Spaniards had been before? No, he did not land where many Spaniards had been before. He landed where no Spaniard had been before. He called the land Florida. What did he call the land? He called the land Florida. While some believe he was sent to find slaves and gold, others say he was searching for the Fountain of Youth, a magic fountain that made the old young again. Do some believe that he was sent to find slaves and gold? Yes, some believe that he was sent to find slaves and gold. What made the old young again? The Fountain of Youth made the old young again. Many historians believe that Ponce de Leon's famous search for the fountain is a myth. Do many historians believe that Ponce de Leon's famous search for the fountain is a myth? Yes, many historians believe that Ponce de Leon's famous search for the fountain is a myth. But others believe that he did search for it, at least in passing. Do others believe that he did search for it? Yes, others believe that he did search for it. They say he did it for his health and glory, or for King Ferdinand, who had recently married a woman 35 years his junior. Do they say he did it for his curiosity? No, they do not say he did it for his curiosity. They say he did it for his health and glory. Who had recently married a woman 35 years his junior? King Ferdinand had recently married a woman 35 years his junior. Tales of heroes searching for the Fountain of Youth don't end with Ponce de Leon. Do the tales of heroes searching for the Fountain of Youth end with Ponce de Leon? No, tales of heroes searching for the Fountain of Youth don't end with Ponce de Leon. Alexander the Great was said to have searched to find the magical waters. Who was said to have searched to find the magical waters? Alexander the Great was said to have searched to find the magical waters. And similar legends cropped up all over the world throughout history. Where did similar legends crop up? Similar legends cropped up all over the world. BioViva CEO Elizabeth Parrish is searching for her own Fountain of Youth, based on science, not myth. Who is searching for her own Fountain of Youth? BioViva CEO Elizabeth Parrish is searching for her own Fountain of Youth. She thinks it is our nature to remain young. Does she think it is our nature to get old? No, she does not think it is our nature to get old. She thinks it is our nature to remain young. In fact, she believes that aging is a disease, and her company is looking for the cure. What does she believe is a disease? She believes aging is a disease. What is her company looking for? Her company is looking for the cure. According to Parrish, her company has successfully used gene therapy to reverse telomere shortening. Whose company has successfully used gene therapy? Parrish's company has successfully used gene therapy. What was reversed? Telomere shortening was reversed. Telomere shortening is what leads to aging on a cellular level. What leads to aging on a cellular level? Telomere shortening leads to aging on a cellular level. Since testing this technique on humans could not be done legally in the United States, Parrish tested it on herself in Colombia. What could not be done legally in the United States? Testing this technique on humans could not be done legally in the United States. Who did Parrish test it on? Parrish tested it on herself. As patient zero, she says she became the first human to be successfully rejuvenated by gene therapy. Does she say she became the last human to be successfully rejuvenated by gene therapy? No, she does not say she became the last human to be successfully rejuvenated by gene therapy. She says she became the first human to be successfully rejuvenated by gene therapy. BioViva claims Parrish's white blood cells have become biologically younger. What does BioViva claim has become biologically younger? BioViva claims Parrish's white blood cells have become biologically younger. The experimental treatments used by BioViva are based on science. What are the experimental treatments based on? The experimental treatments are based on science. In fact, similar telomere treatments of mice have shown significant increases in average lifespan. Have similar telomere treatments of mice shown significant increases in average lifespan? Yes, similar telomere treatments of mice have shown significant increases in average lifespan. But that doesn't mean that it will work in humans, and many scientists are skeptical of BioViva's claims that it worked for Parrish. Does that mean it will work in humans? No, that doesn't mean it will work in humans. What are many scientists skeptical of? Many scientists are skeptical of BioViva's claims that it worked for Parrish. A number of explanations have been offered as to why their findings might be hogwash. What has been offered? A number of explanations has been offered, and BioViva has not provided any details showing that the findings were accurate or reproducible, adding to their doubt. Has BioViva provided any details? No, BioViva has not provided any details. Does this add to their doubt? Yes, this adds to their doubt. Perhaps it's human nature to seek immortality. Or perhaps Parrish is right, and immortality itself is human nature. Who might be right? Parrish might be right. Whatever the case, it's clear that life is a gift that we hold dear. What is a gift? Life is a gift. Do we hold it dear? Yes, we hold it dear. After all, Ponce de Leon and Parrish risked life and limb to extend it. Would you risk life and limb to extend your life?